And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 5th of March, 2017. It was on this day, 1750, the first Shakespeare play was presented in America, a version of Richard III, performed by the actors of Walter Murray and William Kean's troupe in a little theater off Nassau Street in New York City, when the city had 10,000 residents and over 150 taverns. It's the birthday of Frank Norris, Chicago, 1870, best known for his naturalistic novels McTeague and The Octopus. McTeague, the story of a brutal dentist, kills his wife only to die in Death Valley. And The Octopus, about the struggle of California wheat growers against a monopolistic railway corporation, considered his masterpiece. Norris died at the age of 32 of a ruptured appendix, just when he was becoming successful. It's the anniversary of the Boston Massacre, so-called, in 1770, touched off by an argument between a barber's apprentice and a British soldier about payment for a haircut. The soldier knocked the kid down in the street. A crowd of young men started throwing snowballs and pieces of ice at him. Other soldiers came out, and the crowd grew. Somebody rang the fire bell. More people came out. The crowd got rowdier. And suddenly shots rang out, and when the smoke cleared, five colonists were dead or dying. The soldiers were put on trial. John Adams was their lawyer. Nobody else would take the case. He believed that all men deserve a good defense under the law, so he took the case, and he managed to get most of the soldiers acquitted. It's the birthday of Gerardus Mercator, born in Flanders in 1512, who developed the Mercator projection to accurately project the globe onto a flat surface so that longitude and latitude lines would always be at right angles to each other. It's still in use today. Here's a poem for today by Jen Ashburn entitled Anxiety. My brother calls, which causes me anxiety, partly because I don't like phone calls, but mostly because he grumbles about how he can't find a job, how his truck won't start, how his wife's car needs a new transmission, about how his wife is a bitch. And I want to say, don't talk like that, not about your wife, although I know she can be a bitch at times, but who isn't at times? Although she takes too many pills, as he does, which is more of a problem, if he asks me, which he doesn't. But not in front of the kids, I want to say. Easy for single aunts to give marital advice, child-rearing advice. But I hear my nephew in the background say, Dad. And my brother answer, not now, son. And I remember how my brother and I watched the highway for our father's green Ford, watched car after car after car, wondering when he would come, if he would come. This is why I can hear my nephew's anxiety, the nagging dad after dad after dad. And know it means don't leave. And know that my brother hears it too. Anxiety, a poem by Jen Ashburn from her collection The Light on the Wall, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.